From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The group of 20, the world's biggest economies, is holding meetings in Hangzhou, China, after host President Xi Jinping urged resistance to pressure to raise trade barriers.
此时此刻, 我们汇聚杭州,
Mr. Xi said the meeting comes at an important turning point for the global economy. He called on the G20 to create a vigorous, interconnected, and inclusive global economy leading to growth. Silvercrest economist Patrick Chovanec and a China analyst said Beijing is partly to blame for current demands for trade curbs, for flooding world markets with low-cost steel products.
One of the problems, one of the underlying problems, is the imbalances in trade that have benefited both sides for a long time, but have really reached a point where they need to be corrected. And China is either going to be part of the problem or part of the solution there.
Chovanec said it's in China's interest to fix this trade imbalance, which has sparked support to trade barriers and opposition to globalization in the U.S. and Europe. The South Sudanese government of President Salva Kiir agreed Sunday to accept another 4,000-strong regional peacekeeping troops. The decision announced after a meeting in Juba with members of the U.N. Security Council that included U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power, who visited a refugee camp in Juba where thousands fled the latest outbreak of ethnic fighting in July.
We heard appeals for the peace agreement to be fully implemented. People in these camps feel as if the political agreement that was agreed to remains the last best hope for them.
Mr. Kiir had resisted earlier calls for more troops. The council has threatened an arms embargo unless the government cooperates to end the fighting, which has killed hundreds and abides by last year's peace agreement. Details of Sunday's agreement were not immediately released. No timetable for the new deployment announced. This is VOA.